Praise the Lord. Favor. Proverbs 3, verse 4 says, "And so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Favor is very important. To pray for favor, that you have favor in the sight of God and in the sight of man. I always pray for favor, and I encourage you to do the same, to pray for favor. For the Lord wants to favor you, and anointing also brings forth favor. Sometimes people don't exactly know how to pray, but I'm just pray for favor. Pray for favor with people you need to have dealings with, that you are going to be encountering in whatever process. Pray for favor, and the Lord grant you favor. Continue to walk in upright standard with the Lord. Continue to be encouraged and draw from the Word. Draw from the Word of God. I cannot encourage you enough to really study the Bible, to study the Word of God, because those are not just words. The words in the Bible, the Lord Jesus Himself said that He is the Word, come on, and that the words are spirit and life. They're not just text. There's no other text than the Holy Scriptures. There's no other book like the Word of God. And it's full of revelation, instruction, encouragement, anointing, inside, even healing, blessings. Everything is in the Word. And if the Lord Himself says that He is the Word, then I encourage you to stay in that Word daily. Remember when the Lord teaches how to pray for our daily bread? Well, the daily spiritual bread, the daily spiritual manna, and this is spiritual manna, this is daily manna too. I call these short, encouraging exhortations daily manna. And but so we need daily bread, as in the real bread, real food, but we also need God's Word. And we are blessed to have the Word. We are blessed to have the Word in our language, wherever you are. Of course, I'm speaking to you in English, but you know, there was a time where the Word wasn't available, before 1611, 1610. The Word of God was available in Greek and in Hebrew. And we are now blessed. We have the Word in any of the language. I read the Word in English. I sometimes cross-reference it to get a different understanding on a particular verse in the Dutch and the German versions, as I happen to speak those languages. And it gives me a more richer revelation of the Word, particular word I'm studying. But just be encouraged to continually stay in the Word. Every day the Word has something for you. On my website there is a lot of information that you can access for free. There are many resources. One of the under the tab more, really challenge, I really encourage you to check out the shortcut, by the way, to the website.